The scent of death is sweet. A cologne of something chilling and saccharine, like spoiled figs and honey and mud. I know this because all my memories of Arrow's Edge will be forever tainted with it. And my asthma left to drift into the psyche late at night, when I'm driving or walking or given more than a second alone. When the frost begins to gather on windows and the sign of a new year creeps in with all its flashing glory, that scent, with its unique and terrible power, consumes every part of me, until the very thought of each gilded room and once polished floor is stained with it, as much as the wallpaper still sits forever stained with their blood. Months of my life can now be boiled down into these simple impressions. Wine glasses in hands and heels on marble. Herbs and the rise of steam from beakers. Perfume and grinning lips. A clink. A cut. A whisper. Each of them accurate, but each of them simple, dreamlike things, far prettier and far more poetic than the full reality. If that's not what the mind is good for, to repaint and repossess every small horror of our lives, then perhaps it's the heart's doing. After all, it was my heart, as much as my hand, that led to their deaths. While an indulgent game transpired between private rooms in Boston and the now cobwebbed walls of Arrow's Edge, a series of poisons took their toll, and of the hands that crafted them. One is the very same that attempts to write this now. I guess some might call this a confession.